Moose Bog by Scudder Parker. Editor's note by Liz Thompson. Scudder Parker's poetry explores many important topics, but this exploration of Moose Bog in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom and the legacy of heavy logging in that region seems especially timely. The bog is on state land surrounded by the federally protected Conty Wildlife Refuge. Deep in the heart of the refuge, former industrial paper producing lands, is another bog honoring the late Molly Beatty, of whom we write in this issue. She was a staunch supporter of the protection of habitat for wildlife, which these bogs so importantly provide.
Moose Bog by Scudder Parker. The blue-headed vireo pokes its thread of song in and out among balsam buds, erupting like green caterpillars, the first red maple leaves. Each hop unpredictable and yet decisive. Its body knows just how to stitch shafts of sun to recovering winter branches. We hope a spruce grouse will land on that rotting log, parade for us in the innocent glory that makes it easy prey for hunters. It never learns. Today, it doesn't come to our benign impatience. A black-backed woodpecker hammers, pries its way along a tilting spruce. We stopped in Island Pond for coffee, talked with the tired waitress, walked down gravel flecked with colored plastic grated to the water. A loon patrolled, alert, aloof, chick nestled on its regal back. Another summer-only visitor, unfazed by cottages along the shore. This is where my father started preaching 60 years ago. He was laboring to find his voice and, as he could, to listen. The once thriving village was collapsing like a pumpkin in November. Forests cut down, Abnaki and loggers in exile. The train still ran, but less often. More and more of them just passing through. Stores, churches, grayed out of their prosperity. Today, a band of Christians in plain dress, private with a message that demands belief, runs most businesses in town. They have the energy that drove ambitious pioneers. Old timers here can't yet decide if that's hope or simply too much pride. At the rail yard, Western lumber wrapped in plastic weights transfer to become construction in some optimistic place. The forest recovers like a ravaged nation. No pulp mills left to use this spruce and fir. Some think backwater, some salvation. In the bog, pitcher plants sprout blood-red blossoms. Sundew closes on its insects, lip fingers clasped as though in prayer. In a beaver pond, dead trees stand sentinel. A pair of woodpeckers takes turns, disappearing in the farthest stem. No creature here is prospering or seeking righteousness, just doing what they can, the way they learned since the last glacier. White admirals are feeding in the puddles on the road, some broken, one wing to the ground as pickups pass. Gray jays, hoarding, raucous, moose chomp lily pads, lynx come back for hares. We come hungry from our ordinary lives.